have a good life. One day that's what I'll be living. Fantasy never hurt nobody. Whatever chance they yelling. When the other day gets on your last one, get it up and go to the place in everyone's future. The good life, one day we'll know.
The opposite of war is not peace, but leisure. The absence of coercion in all things to do with our human social arrangements, and leisure and its self-provision is, of course, our nature. We are made to be powerful and to have fun and to engage in deep reflection. And what is our nature? We require to be happy. Now, this is obvious. Consult your own body. Ask it when it feels good. Notice when smiles light your face and sighs escape without your being aware of it. Is a boss breathing down your neck? Authority of any kind? Is permission needed to do what you want to do? No, this ties directly to our next Proudhon discussion, the problem for power, of how to get us to accept that which is the opposite of what we want. Do you have a kitchen? Is it full of food? Yes, and shelter for comfort and solitude. Are there people who make you feel good, stimulate you, and vice versa? And please note for our next show that this making manifest our visions is what I mean by self-creation. And the way when our independent thought process, our authentic selves, get intercepted when we're infants, the way we get them back. Prince is a threat to those whose fantasy is a world of slaves to do their bidding, because he says and shows us the obvious, that we are here to be happy, to experience joy and give it, to be healthy and strong, physically and spiritually, which means to feel our source connection and keep our souls clear by understanding it and by expressing our feelings through our art, not our acts, so that we both benefit our fellows as we are social beings and owe each other for our existence and promote our continuous growth. A world of reciprocating pleasures. That's what we're built for, and that's what we expect when we arrive. It is not, of course, what we find when we arrive in a class system. If our souls aren't utterly devastated by the time we're able to articulate this, what's missing, we are told there is, unfortunately, scarcity, not enough for all, which causes conflict and war. And so, states are needed to negotiate for us a reasonable share so we may prolong our existence. It sounds so drear, doesn't it? This is a system designed to make us work like hell to find a solution and then rush to our graves when we finally realize there isn't one, at least not within the terms the state sets. Unless we have access to critical ancestors and the means for discussing them, so that we can do the analysis that enables us to understand the hidden hand behind the curtain of lies. Unless we do that analysis, we can't learn that we have to step outside of the premises of class. But thanks to Nicolas, Prince, Proudhon, and Alice, we now have the means for discussion, and we are seeing what powers kept from us. Breaking news, it is not true, that ruse the global statesmen use, that there isn't enough. I was about to write that Nikola Tesla solved the problem of its material foundation, that is, the material foundation of leisure, when I thought mo better of it and would say this instead. Nikola assumed the problem was inadequate supplies for everyone globally of the necessaries of life, of food, water, shelter. Basically, a problem of the inadequate understanding of energy is what he came to see. And viewed from his regal heights, which is only just, as that's where we're going, he's right. But we mustn't forget that Hesiod, was it 3 millennia ago or more, said he already knew how to guarantee leisure for all. What does the single individual need to be materially free, assuming the state fell off a cliff and we've seen the last of it? In Waking Up, Freeing Ourselves from Work, the book, I asked this question and answered it basically with earthships. And such building block resources for self-sufficiency as this have been augmented since in our radio conversations and in your own investigations. No, The problem has always been, as Proudhon and Eric Fromm have said, that we don't believe in each other, because power has ever sown the seeds of division between us. Hence, we need Prince's method. But also consider this. We need not fear individual malevolence, if such a thing exists. Misanthropes, yes. It is the organized kind. The problem with your kind is you don't know love is there, says Prince in New Power Generation. The organized kind, incorporated with piles of cash and the intent to monopolize finance. It is the organized meanness with accumulated means, which yet compels the energy of far too many of our brothers and sisters, made unfree, still caught on leashes, dependent on meanness to eat. It is the organized meanness with its accumulated means that finance all the mischief that leads to oceans dying, fascists funded, our earth plundered.